But first, let's give Jerry Jones a call. I believe we have a number for Jerry's mansion. And I think he got back really late last night from Seattle, so we may be waking him up.
Jones residence.
Yeah, can we speak to Jerry?
Jerry's busy right now. He can't come to the phone. Can I take a message?
Is this Steven?
No, this is Tiger. Tiger Woods.
Tiger? Oh. It's the Musers.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Well, congratulations, Tiger. Why are you answering the phone at Jerry's house, by the way?
Well, I just had, I had a layover in DFW.
Layover.
And so I'm friends with Jerry's family.
Uh-huh.
So they said I could come stay here.
Oh, okay.
That's a tough night to stay there after the way they played yesterday.
You ain't kidding, Giorgio. Yeah, Jerry's busy right now. To be honest, he's so drunk that his words don't make sense. And even when he's sober, his words don't make sense. He's like rambling about having assassins that could kill everyone in the Cowboys organization.
Wow. Oh, come on.
That he'd rather own the Arkansas Razorbacks than what he calls the sorry-ass Cowboys. Yeah, you know, Roosevelt's changing Jerry's pants right now.
Oh, dear.
Apparently he's so drunk he messed him.
Oh, that's terrible. Well.
But I had a good weekend.
Yeah, congrats, you won.
Did you hear that? Giorgio, I won the golf.
You won the golf, yeah.
Yeah, it was something called the Tour Championship.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it was my first win in 5 whole years.
How about that?
Been a while.
Was that before or after the fire hydrant? I can't remember.
That was after. But
my whole life is kind of broken down pre-fire hydrant and post-fire hydrant.
Right.
It's been a long time.
Has been a long time. And I don't know if you saw this, but I got a new girlfriend.
Yeah, we saw her.
Erica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she told me that if I won this past weekend, she'll let me touch her boob.
You always talk about that. We don't need to hear that.
It's nice of her.
So I've been practicing on a cantaloupe.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to honk them real good. Yeah, after tonight, after I manhandle her milk bags, I guess you can call me a honky.
Okay, I don't know that we will, but
Phil the Dill came in last place.
Yeah, he did.
See that? Last frickin' place.
Well, you guys are teammates now. It's time for the Ryder Cup. You don't need to be ragging on Phil.
I'm never teammates with Phil. I don't care what anyone says. I am never going to be teammates with him in my heart.
Yeah, you beat him by a lot, didn't you?
But he came in last place. And to be quite honest, that means more to me than honking boobs or even winning the tournament.
Wow. Okay. You're our tribal.
I'm celebrating. I'm over here on the Jones family computer just looking up pictures of Phil Fat Mickelson. I want to see pictures where he looks fat.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know who I guess, who I hope sobers up?
Who?
Who?
My friend. Jerry.
Okay.
The toupee-wearing NFL owner who has destroyed his liver with so much Johnny Walker Blue that he has to have a full tent city of hobos in his backyard to serve as a makeshift organ farm anytime he needs to get a new liver for a weekend in which he'll go out with his two adult sons who still wear gar animals to bed and have birthday parties at bounce house places, and Jerry's married to a woman who has a permanent crick in her neck from having to look the other way, so Jerry has to buy her overpriced scrap metal art to junk up his elaborate football pyramid where he'll be buried at the 50-yard line with his cut-up credit cards and his still-living assistant Roosevelt and a picture of Troy Aikman held over his dead heart. He says hi.
Okay, well, tell Jerry we said hi.
Yeah, he's my only older friend.
He's is definitely he? Older.
Yeah, now that I've lost my dad.
No way. Yeah.
Earl.
Yep.
The corpulent barrel of pig gristle that once got so horny that he traveled back in time to join the Korean War so he could meet a Japanese from China who would resist his advances to the point that he had to chase her all the way to the top of Everest, where he would summit 2 feet higher than Sir Edmund Hillary when he climbed on top of her Gatilda body and introduced some PGA spawning man syrup into her unwelcoming Taiwanese womb, so that 9 months later she would squat over a beaten up mahogany manger and shoot a 14-time major winner into a rain soaked straw while Earl looked on, rubbing the front of his knockers.
God. Jeez.
He traveled back in time?
He says hi.
Okay.
My mirror.
Congrats. See you, Tiger. Good luck. Hi. Ryder Cup. All right. There goes Tiger.